cold outside, folks. It's really cold. Well, somehow it went from yesterday being an 80-degree day to, well, below freezing, and we've got ice cubes out front on the porch. It's kind of cute. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. I'm Steve O'Brien, and I don't know how I exactly want to start this show, but I wanted to start by, well, talking a little bit about last week. This week, we're waking up at the usual time, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, Texas Standard Time, you know, doing all my morning stuff, getting ready, making coffee, getting in front of the computer, turning that brain on and whatnot. Last week, I did it kind of a little bit differently just to, well, see what the universe looked like. I ended up getting in the car, and I think I talked a little bit about that last week, but I want to talk about that, at least touch on that on the first part of the show, because that forced me to get into the car at 5 o'clock in the morning and just drive for a couple hours looking out for little deer butts, and, you know, you don't want to hit the butt or the whole body of that thing. You know, they're kind of dangerous. But getting over to Republic Broadcasting was kind of like something that I really needed to do. For so long, what Republic Broadcasting was to me was just a web page. A web page, or, well, maybe a screen on Galaxy 19 that says Republic Broadcasting. You know, a tuned in app, Republic Broadcasting, whatever. But it wasn't real. And in my head, I actually had envisioned what the place looked like, and I got to go down there and visit, and it was very nondescript. I kind of thought it was going to look a lot like that. I had drawn the inner floor plan in my head a lot differently, and that doesn't surprise me because I always get that wrong. And yeah, Sam, the board op, he's the guy that comes in and covers the mornings on the weekends. He's a lot taller than he was in my mind. So, hey, yeah, I guess I was wrong again. But Republic Broadcasting is exactly what, you know, it's portrayed as. It's not this pie-in-the-sky, technologically savvy group. I really liken these networks, you know, Republic Broadcasting and all the other ones, if there are any other ones like it, as in the war on information, on the war on freedom of speech and whatever. And I kind of hate using the word war, but we are in a battle to a certain extent. Places like RBN are actually the amplifiers. They're the hubs. And so I kind of just got the feeling I was sitting inside of a tank that has been moving along since, I don't know when they got to that location in Round Rock, but I know Republic International started in the 90s and, you know, moved forward. So that could be, man, that's an old tank there, right? It could be a 20-year-old tank. And a lot of the equipment there is showing its signs of, its agedness. And it's all working, folks. Don't get me wrong. And there's a lot of things that aren't working. And John Stadtmiller gets on the air, and so do we. And I'm not doing this as a pledge drive. I'm just doing this to tell you what the reality of Republic Broadcasting is. When John gets on the air and he sits there and tells you we need money, he needs money, right? Money needs to come in constantly. That's what we've got, the role of the advertisers and whatnot. That's kind of really important. So if you're wanting to support the network, I really would like you to try to figure out a way to do it, because at this point it needs more than money. It needs help. It needs your support in many different ways. I found myself leaving the studio going, man, we got to switch out those Skype boxes. They work and all, and don't get me wrong, but they use a lot of power, and, you know, we could be using something, you know, sleeker and more slimlined, you know, blah 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 blah. And I'm kind of like, in Skype, man, Skype is something that is so old school, and, well, it's going the way of the dinosaur. Skype connections are getting worse these days, guys. So I've been looking to an alternative of that, but the truth is, all that takes money. It's a lot different than just shipping them out a computer and, you know, installing some new newfangled protocol on it, connected it to the board, and no, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more involved. It's not just this and that. It requires boots on the ground to actually, you know, keep moving that along. And, you know, I don't have that energy, the hour and a half drive to get there to install a box and then the time for troubleshooting and, you know, I don't know. But I wanted to throw that out there to the audience to think. Maybe we should think what we can do for Republic Broadcasting. Is that like a Kennedy speech? No, I don't know. Okay, but it was great. You know, those guys keep the world going, and I appreciate it. And we're not done talking about that, but I don't know where it's going to go because Republic Broadcasting is one of the, well, most important places in the fight for free information that I know of, and I could talk about a lot of them. Okay, let's bring on the guys. Hey, Alan, are you there?
Yes, and I would like to congratulate you on your radio hodge there, Steve. You are now officially a pilgrim.
Oh, man, you just screwed me up. While I was drinking coffee, I imagined myself marching around that box.
You weren't like walking circles. You weren't like walking circles around Sam while you were there, were you?
No. No, but I did get to sit in John Stadtmiller's seat. I kind of felt like the first thing that he was going to say when he got into work on Monday on the radio was, "Who's been sitting in my seat?" Like, wow. Okay.
And we do know that we've been to John's house, and we know that the first time he went there, he had his beloved motorcycle that he always talked about. And last time we went back and talked with him, his motorcycle was gone. So he did get rid of that to help keep the radio station on, you know, going up and going. So, you know, for Round Rock, he's living in an average, you know, ordinary average house for Round Rock. He's nothing special. So he's not living high on the hog, that's for sure.
Hey, Alan, you know, what was it when they downsized the studio? Was that 2011 or 2012? Do you remember that episode?
Yeah, that's shortly after they tried to go to RBN2. They tried to have two channels, and yeah, that didn't quite work. And yeah, I can't remember.
Well, anyways, I just remember listening to John Stadtmiller's show, the National Intel Report, and you hear all this construction going on in the background. You remember that?
Yeah.
No. Well, Sam showed me the wall that was created between, you know, the old and the new, and I don't know, that meant something to me. I don't know if it means anything to you. Let's bring on Doc. What's going on, Doc?
Good chilly morning, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how's it in your garden? Here, what? Friday it was 39 degrees. Yesterday it got up to 80, and right now I've got 23 degrees.
Throw another log in the fire.
Yeah, that'll do it. So what do you guys think about for the week? You know, I'm waiting for tomorrow, quite honestly. You know, tomorrow is going to be interesting. And I don't plan on it being eventful. You know, this whole delegates get up and cast their, you know, little twigs into a hat or something like that. And then we find out if whatever we find out. Is it going to be an event? Is it going to be a non-event? Let's go to Alan first.
Well, seeing as to how I'm not one, you know, who's really cultured, so I really don't attend plays that often, so they really don't mean that much in my life. I look at it as just a continuation of the play. Whether Trump is real or not, we all know that he is not the ultimate, the real power behind the presidency, if you want to call it that. So whatever happens, the shadow government will keep in the shadows and keep, you know, throwing stuff out into the light. I really don't have just a whole lot of confidence. That one guy, it might have woken a lot of people up, and it might have given some hope, but I think it's just continuation of the slow burn. I almost would have rather almost had Hillary in there. You know, by now we would have been down in the trash heap, and, you know, people would have really known what's going on.
So you won't tell us it was the cook with the candlestick in the parlor?
No, I don't think we're playing Clue today.
What do you think, Doc?
Well, I can't believe that anybody doesn't see a difference right now, no matter whether you're on the left or the right or the middle. Something's different this time. And I know, like Alan said, and I agree, one man can't make a difference, and we know there's somebody pulling the strings somewhere. But it seems like he's upset the apple cart and brought in a lot of interesting people, and maybe that one man plus many does make a difference. And all we can do is hope, because it can't get any worse. I mean, if Hillary would have got in, it would be like telling the people on the Titanic, we're only testing the sprinkler system, relax.
Oh, we'd never say it can't get any worse, Doc. That's just something that we don't do in this lifetime. Because there's always a downside, at least in my life, you know. But I can take Alan's side of the argument, or your side. It really, you know, my side is irrelevant, kinda. And I guess that's what Alan's trying to say. But if they dressed Trump up to look like a, you know, a change advocate, don't you think he'd look like one? Well, I don't want to argue about that. I want to argue, or not really argue. I want to talk about the electorate tomorrow, and I guess whether the candlestick is in the hand of the cook in the parlor. Because all through the week, I sat there and I watched a lot of these little news stories of this elector's going to do this, and these electors can't do that. And I guess I'm watching the play. And, well, even if Trump gets elected, right, Trump gets elected, and what's going to change? We're going to change the name of Obamacare. And what's that going to do for us? We're still going to have property taxes. We're probably going to have this and that. And I know some things have, and I'll give this to you, Doc, right? I know some things have changed even before President-elect Trump has gotten into office. You know, there's a few pledges to not move jobs to, you know, foreign countries and so forth. That's good. But man, some of the important things aren't going to change. And some of those are, well, having an Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, or anything like that, it's just wrong. We need to, that whole system needs to be dismantled, and that's not going to happen with Trump. So part of me says it would be a good thing if these electors came out and put in what? Jeb Bush, right? Put in, you know, insert your name, you know, because then we can get on with business and, you know, work to free Texas. Doc?
God forbid what you just said, Jeb Bush. Oh, my God. Here we go. And then we are definitely back to that who's behind the curtain, because that line of stuff is part of the reason we're here. During the week, because we do the news now, normally I can't listen to our president speak, but I listened to a few minutes, and I heard him say that he knew about Russia tapping into the Democratic email and Hillary's emails, and they're acting like that affected the election now, but all it did was expose emails. It should have been, the truth should have been out there as Secretary of State anyway. But what he said that blew my mind, supposedly the most powerful man in the world said, when I found out Putin was responsible, I told him, stop it. And I'm unbelievable. If a Republican or any other conservative would have said that, the media would have ate him alive, and everybody just brushed it off.
You better be good. You can't come onto the playground anymore.
Yeah, bad Putin. I know. And what could you imagine being, a leader of one of those other countries, if there are leaders of countries like, let's say, Putin, and you got a liar like Obama in charge, and everything that he comes out of his mouth, the only things that are probably true, well, I don't know. Can you argue vowels or consonants or something those are true? Because you can sit there and splice one side of the story against one side of the story. No boots on the ground in Syria, right? Back to back, that sucker, you know. I mean, he's a liar. And everybody, yeah, I don't know what to say, except there was a good article about, well, it wasn't a good article. There aren't very many good articles written by the corporate media anymore. But I saw one earlier today that said that, what was it, the biggest crime this year or something like that was fake news. And it went on to extol the problem that we have as a culture of not being able to differentiate between fake and true. And I'm kind of like reading along going, yeah, man, you're hitting it right. First base, second base, going on third. And all of a sudden they got all squirrely and went into the stands because they started saying things like Hillary didn't support ISIS. And I'm going like, now, how are you defining that as true? Hillary sent aid over there. There is evidence that way. And you're calling that fake. And I'm kind of going, well, I guess you can say that Hillary didn't personally, from what we know, hand them stacks of money. You know, she might have filtered it through other directions. And in that way, their statement is true. But we are in a really screwed up place where we're, well, and the Clintons probably started the definition of is. Right, Alan?
Oh, yes. And if you if you listen to them, if you listen to what they say, they use words, you know, these reports coming out, yeah, we're fairly confident that we know that Russia is a fake news and this and that, you know. And being one of those fake news watchers, you know, I watch Russia Today and I see reporters, actual reporters like Lizzie Phelan, you know, on the ground in Aleppo, you know, wearing her flak jacket and her helmet, you know, actually going through these bombed out buildings and, you know, coming up on, you know, IUDs or IEDs, I guess it would be IEDs, and things like this, and you actually see, you know, battles in the streets, you hear gunfire, so, you know, I mean, you know that she's more than likely in Aleppo, in a battle zone, and you hear the Western press come out and saying, they don't come out and say, we've got proof that this is going on, you know, here it is, you know, watch it. They say we're fairly confident that this happened, and it's relatively assured that this is the way it went. And you know, they use all these phrases that if you're not listening to it, if you're just going along in la la land, like unfortunately a lot of the American public are watching your CNN or whatever, it sounds all nice and fluffy, and you know, they're fuzzy bunny words, and it all sounds good and legitimate.
Yep. Any thoughts, Doc? Because I got a few words.
Well, what keeps blowing my mind is nobody is talking about the fact that Russia and Assad and the Syrian government are on one side, and that we're still supporting the rebels on the other side, thanks to guys like John McCain and Obama, and that red line disappeared, and nobody knows what's going on, and yet all these people are dying and losing their livelihoods and their homes. Families are being torn up. But the two superpowers in the world are on opposite sides, and nobody's talking about it. I don't get it at all.
Much that I don't know. But what I do know, and what I do think I know, is that we've been conditioned for a long time to accept these non-responses. Okay. Example. There's an area that's blocked off and shots are fired, and the police department says, well, shots are fired. We have no evidence, and that's an ongoing event. We're investigating, and we'll get back to you. And then you don't hear about that stuff for, what, a year? You know, maybe they'll talk to one press guy, and that's because they, you know each other. And so they'll give them useless information and make us a little bit happy. But they don't give you real information. We've been lied to at the local level and trained to like it or accept less than information. Huh. Republic of Texas Radio, your calls are welcome. 1-800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. 1-800-313-9443. During the break, I was digging up a bookmark of an interesting website. And then I remembered, hey, I haven't pumped republicoftexas.chattango.com, and sure enough, CFR came in and bumped me to force the man. Huh, it's interesting. So, yeah, our chat room is republicoftexas.chattango.com. I do it really badly about, logging in there, going over there, but they're always there, folks. So you can head over there and check it out. But man, we were talking about all sorts of different stuff so far this morning. The importance of Republic Broadcasting. Tomorrow is the big, electoral college vote? Woo! Where they all have to get together and cast their vote for the next clown in chief. And Trump looks like he's going to be in charge. And he's got a cast of characters along, and they all promise to, entertain and bedazzle you. You'll be rolling in the aisles as Trump takes on the Obamacare policies and, maybe a few other things. I'm not too sure. I do know what you're saying, Alan, that it's all a great show, a painful show, and maybe more like Gallagher. Do you remember Gallagher, Alan?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Except Trump is playing with live dynamite on stage or something.
Instead of smashing watermelons and pumpkins and stuff with a mallet, he's tapping on the fuses of some pretty good sized bombs.
I ran across a website this week, and it was called climateviewer.com. Now, the guy in climateviewer.com, what do you think he talks about? Well, and it's really good. He also talks about neuro-linguistic programming and a model that he identifies as, well, somebody else identifies it, he just talks about it, as slave speak. And he has a great article on that, and it talks about the polarity of this, quote-unquote, slave speak, and you can understand that. And I found it fascinating because I do listen to these political characters. Donald Trump is a political character. And they do push polarity and division and pump one side. And I wonder about that. And I wonder what's right in the context. So let's just get into that. And you guys can join into the conversation, too. 1-800-313-9443. Doc, let's start with you. Okay. So Donald Trump builds divisions between Muslims and non-Muslims. Now, when you build division, all you'd get is two sides polarizing against each other, and folks troll the internet, and they work on getting arguments to support their belief. The people that study Islam will sit there and go, oh, well, you know, our book says that we should do X, Y, Z, and then you take, and the Christians or the non-Muslims will sit there and troll the internet, and we get distracted from the bigger thing, let's say, like the Federal Reserve. So my argument is that an important discussion? Now, from my understanding of Islam, that, well, it intends to take over the entire planet one way or the other by outbreeding us. And they do want a law system, and I'm pretty sure that they are allowed to lie to us for to achieve their means. But, man, help me out on this. I'm kind of curious as to the place of polarity.
Well, I agree. I think everybody polarizes a little bit. One of the promising things that I heard from Trump, though, was that we need to stop bringing all these people in until we have a good way to verify who they are, what their background, their history, and their intentions. And that's not a bad thing. That's been done after several wars in this country to make sure things were right. So that's not so terrible. And then he's talking about trying to bring people together after that. You are correct. We've had people on the show that have said, we don't want to take over the world. We don't want to do this. But they all agree that Sharia needs to be in place.
Hang on, folks. We'll be right back after the music. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com. We'll be right back.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop fibromalic.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
La, la, la. Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah, I was just talking about what has been termed slave speak, and I did throw the link over into the chat room because, well, they were kind of asking for it. Yeah, you're asking for it, guys. Anyways, and it's an interesting thought, right, that these words and everything that they use is a control mechanism against us, and, you know, we've been arguing that for quite a while. And this this article, it's by Frederick Mann. Is it Mann, M-A-N-N? I don't know. I always get things wrong. But it was posted by Jim Lee over at Climate Viewer. That's climateviewer.com. And I'm going to have to dig a little bit more into it. I really believe what they're saying. And so do a lot of you out there in the audience. It talks about how they pit blacks against whites, Christians against Muslims, and not saying that belief systems aren't important and to understand polarity points is not important. They shouldn't hijack your game, right? You have to keep your head focused on your ultimate goal. Now, when we were right before break, we were talking about the Well, one of the popular things is to go up or go off against the Islam or Muslims. Whoa. Okay. Now, yes, I do see polarity problems, and I don't want to live underneath the Quran. I don't want to live underneath Sharia. But Doc, as you were closing, you were talking or closing on the break, you'd mentioned that we had had Issa Hodge on previously, and he talked about Sharia, right? Not Sharia law. Sharia means, you know, law. It kind of means like law, but so we'd be saying law. But he was saying that, well, a lot of what he said about Sharia was a lot better than, you know, what we have as a statutory legal system. So, again, I could understand where they say that, well, dude, your legal system sucks and you should change it. Well, we should have a different legal system. I agree. I don't necessarily agree that it's the legal system inside the Quran, right? And so that said, I mean, there's a lot that people don't understand about Islam, I'm sure. There's a lot I don't understand about it. And I got a Quran, you know, sitting over in my bookshelf that I've started reading a few times. You know, I ping-pong through it, but I don't have the time. And it feels to me like something that could distract me from studying the things and dealing with things around me that are more important. What do you think, Alan?
Well, that's you get into the whole religion thing. The way I look at it, I try to live by, if you want to call it, Christian principles. I believe that that's what most people really want. You know, basically, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. Christendom, even within Protestantism, I mean, you've got all the divisions. You have, you know, Pentecost, you have, you know, Baptist, you have, you know, Lutheran, Methodist. I mean, all the different divisions
within Christianity itself. Let's hit the brakes. I'm not intentionally going down the route of Islam versus anything else, right? What I'm trying to discuss is polarity. Right? Polarity. I am law enforcement. You are not. That's another one, right? The thin blue line. I support police. Conquer. Right. And so it's all the same. And how we keep our focus is very important. That's why I found that article very, well, enlightening. And wanted to kind of like share it. And I also had to think about it a little bit because for a second there, I was going, well, am I on track? Because, you know, this author says that these are key division words. And, I don't know. It's fascinating. But I like the fact that I can recalculate to a certain extent. But where is your focus? You know, my focus is on doing a few different things on this planet to try to return this planet that I inhabit, that y'all, how do you say that, y'all inhabit, to a place where we don't have property taxes. I don't like those. I don't like the fact that you can't live on a piece of land by yourself if you can figure out how to do that. Right. I want to actually achieve that. Is electing a new corporate president to the United States of America going to do that? No. Are we going to move the ball a little bit closer to freedom and liberty? Yeah. No. I don't know. I know you're skeptical, Alan. That's why you're here. And I don't think it does help. Why don't you go ahead and clarify?
I've just studied, listened, learned, and read, and studied, and read, and studied, and listened, and read, and studied too much about the history that we haven't been taught and what's really gone on that matches up with what I've seen happening in the world, you know. So to me, it makes a whole lot more sense, this, well, they would call it fake history, I guess. But, I pay more attention now to things like, somehow yesterday I actually did watch Barack Obama's last press conference, and I think I'm still a little bit queasy from watching that. But you know, one thing that caught me about his last press conference was he stated that watch out for chemical attacks in Syria. So,
He threatened people?
I mean, how the hell does he know that there's going to be chemical attacks? And then the same day, Russia gives proof to the UN agency that looks over the chemical attacks and gave them absolute proof that the militants have used mustard gas in Syria in the past several months here. So, of course, you don't hear about that on CNN or Fox News or anything. You have to look at these various sources to find out really what's going on. And once again, don't believe, simply because it's Russia today and it's giving you a whole lot more truth. They have their own agenda. Everything has its own agenda. Press TV does, Russia Today does, CNC definitely, the China News Central definitely has its own agenda. And they give you much more. It's kind of like, I hate to say it, the Alex Jones thing, where, most of it, yeah, it's hard-hitting. He's bringing stuff out to the forefront, but then he will not talk about certain things, and certain things are just taboo, apparently, to him to talk about. And it's kind of the same way. Whenever a school shooting comes up, Russia Today and Press TV, they're both as rabid anti-gun. They want the guns out of the American people's hands as bad as anyone in this country does, in the upper echelons. So you have to filter everything. But that watch out for chemical attacks in Syria, that kind of caught my attention because I think that's just a little predictive programming, kind of like the bully on the playground, get stood up to, and now he's going to go behind your back and he's going to snipe you off one by one. Doc, yeah. What do you think about the whole situation?
Go to Doc. Calm it down, Doc.
Well, I look back at the history of this mess, and I remember in Egypt, they had a 500-person protest outside of the presidential palace, and our president, Obama, said, "You need to step down. The people of your nation are unhappy." And I remember thinking at the time, good God, how many times have we had more than 500 people protesting Obama, and they just write it off? But he got rid of the regime in Egypt. That started the downfall. He put in the Muslim Brotherhood. He supported them. The people had enough, kicked them back out. And when they did, and nobody talks about this, Egypt to this day, to my knowledge, is still being denied military equipment from our country because he's upset that they let the Muslim Brotherhood get kicked back out. Then after that goes down Iraq's leader. Gaddafi goes down in Libya. Every place that we were now, and I saw a gentleman talk this weekend, better off when Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi were in power and the region was more stable and Assad in Syria and Mubarak in Egypt. When all these guys were in power, they might not have been perfect, but it's a lot better than it is today. And I look back to that one moment when there was a small demonstration in Egypt and our president started the snowball rolling down a really big hill.
Mm-hmm. Well, Doc, go ahead.
The British had that in mind when they did that whole Middle East split up thing. They split it up and turned it into countries that the only thing that it could be was continuous turmoil and conflict over there. There's a book out there called The War That Ended Peace. I've heard about it, and I would like to get it. And that's been a couple of years ago. I heard someone talk about this about how that whole situation evolved. And the British did that. They basically the whole Middle East was just little tribes, and they had their skirmishes, but they knew their boundaries. They knew whose waterhole was what was whose, and had the proper etiquette, to go in and, use that water hole if you're traveling across the desert, some godforsaken area over there. And the British went in there and tied and grouped all these people together, and knowing that all it would be from then on would be conflict. And once again, Sun Tzu, mm-hmm. basic tenet of war, divide and conquer. You keep everyone at everyone else's throats, and if you have a little bit more power, a little more technology, you can stay on top and control the situation to a point.
All wars are bankers' wars, when you look at it, Doc, you're supposed to make us feel all fluffy and warm, and then you go telling us that Egypt was better off when, they were. they were better off before they got their central bank over there in, you know, the Arab Spring. Woo! When we took over all sorts of places, right? You know, these bankers have been screwing with our timeline, giving us that fake history for years. And what do we do on the outside? We try to talk about facts of history. You know, how many Jews died in the Holocaust, right? Oh, we know exactly. No, really? No. You know, there's a lot of fiction that goes around through the public schools and the different countries that teach fiction because it's policy. And I don't know. I really don't know. I know that all wars are bankers' wars. I don't, you know, you look at what Napoleon did. I know Napoleon, bad man. Really? Okay, yeah. No? But I see it all differently, and I wish I had a lot of time to study all these rounds of history, but I don't seem to have it right now. But, Doc, what do you think? When we don't know what we really know, what...
Well, that's the problem. You know, you started this earlier talking about the polarities that come about, and you gotta wonder. I lived in Naples, Italy for 2 years when I was in the Navy, and not one time when I was over there did I want them to change their country to suit me. And to me, if you go to another country and you're not willing to assimilate, why are you going there? What if you want to bring everything that you wanted to get away from? What are you telling us? I mean, that you don't know what the hell you want? Because,
well, Doc, I don't know how good an example that is, because you were part of an occupying military force over there. So.
Well, yeah, but when I was over there, I lived in an apartment off the ship. I blended in, and I tried to learn Italian. I tried to learn the culture, and I not one time any country I ever traveled to did I think they need to change this for me. They need to speak English. They need to do that.
I wonder how much we'd already changed them by that time. What year was that?
Way, way back. This was in the latter 70s.
Okay. So it was in 1945. You know, okay, so 20 years after World War II. Right? Or so? 20, 30 years.
Yeah, it was. I was over there in like 75, 76, something like that.
So they were already changed, right? You know, they'd already been under occupation for so many years. And, you know, there's always new occupations coming on. Our culture shows that. You know, whether it's the Nation of Islam, it's coming forward, right? And it's got all these imams, and they're telling all their people this and that, and you're going to have to wear this, and you're going to have to wear that. That's an occupying force. Now, it's a subtle attack, right, on your polarity is the way I see it, right? I don't want to wear a head garb. I don't want to, you know, go around, and I don't give you permission to rape and kill. And, yeah, I'm not even into slavery, right? You know, that's not for me. And so go away. Now, but you got another form of oppression that's going on right now, the huge governmental oppression that we see from the European Union, which is outsiders that allegedly have agreement from all these people that are within these ex-nations, that places used to be nations, that are bossing them around. They're not religious at all. Yet you know, they're screwing with people's lives, and people are dying.
Did you see the interview from the leader of Bulgaria this weekend? He talked about what you're saying. He said, what are we going to tell our children and grandchildren when they ask us what happened to your culture and your country and where did Europe go? He said, I answer to our laws and our people, and Belgium and the EU will not tell us what to do.
Well, you could also tell them that you were a dumbass and you fell for all the propaganda. You know, I don't want to say that, and I'm kind of being a little bit harsh, right? But I look at the greatest generation ever and say, well, we fought World War II, and it was the righteous fight. And I go, dude, you still haven't got it? You didn't do that. That wasn't what it was about. But they won't even look at the facts on that one. So, and it gets me a little bit, you know, I don't want to coddle them. I'm done coddling them.
Because they lived their whole life. They lived their whole life in that fantasy, you know, with the thing that we were attacked, and we went over there and fought the good fight, and ended up, we didn't hear about what happened to the Germans after the war, that we actually killed probably more Germans after the war than we did during the war. Does anyone know what's going on in Poland right now? Basically, Poland is, they're trying to do the same thing they're trying to do to us, this fake news thing. They're gonna clamp down the press, and the government will tell you what the truth is and what is real news and what is not. And the Poles over there are getting a little bit riled up right now. In fact, if we want to get a hold of Igor Witkowski anytime, we might want to do it soon, because you never know, we might not be able to get in contact with him here shortly.
Well, maybe we should bring him on for just political reasons, not talking about the crazy woo-woo stuff that he likes to talk about.
You guys are confused. Our president will tell them to stop it immediately.
Oh, no, we're getting Trump, and he's going to tweet or do something else like that, you know, which is a positive. Well, again, we're playing Clue. You know, the butler did it with the shoe knife in the, you know, closet with the maid. I don't know. Yeah, that's the music. We're sideways, but not. Republic of Texas Radios, we will be taking your calls if you feel like it. 1-800-313-9443.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, man, we're talking a lot about polarity, slave speak, the political turmoil around us, just all over the place, because it's kind of crazy. And one of the things that I like about the new corporate presidente that's coming into office is, well, again, it could be just a game, folks, but allegedly he wants to communicate directly to the people without a filter, and the corporate news media allegedly doesn't like this, and so it works for a hostile working environment where they can't really work together. One would really argue why, you know, we'd let those corporate news guys, you know, even open their damn mouths. You know, they spin an opinion and editorialize just about everything. So one of the things I'm looking forward to in the play, Alan, you know, as it moves forward, is the elimination or the minimizing of the talking head. But of course, that's probably pie in the sky on my side. What do you think, Alan?
One thing about Trump is that he does not use NLP, which, once again, I got a dose of it yesterday listening to the monkey that we have up there right now. You can tell, basically, I do believe that he's speaking from the heart, whether he is, like I said, if the guy's real, it's going to be a real tentative situation for as long as he calls himself president, because if he's real, like I said, they've already proven that they can take out the head of the most powerful country on the planet in broad daylight in a large city, and nothing happens about it. So, right. Do you think their power has slackened off any since that point in time in 1963? No, I think they've gotten a little bit tighter control. So, if they really wanted to, they've got different things. I mean, they could give them a case of instant pancreatic cancer, like so many guys in the Patriot community seem to catch lately, which I can't recall ever hearing about pancreatic cancer, and I've kind of been in the science, medical background stuff, looking at this stuff. How about you, Doc? Yeah, pancreatic cancer, it just kind of popped up here recently, hadn't it?
Yeah, it's fairly new, and I've seen some very rich, very powerful people go to the local cancer hospital here thinking they were going to fix them up, and usually gone in a couple weeks.
Yep. Hey, something else, Steve. I heard this 2 or 3 weeks ago that John Bedini died mysteriously also, apparently.
Ah, well, there goes another one that,
you know, one of the higher points of his life. You know, he's been doing this stuff. Tom Bearden finally got sick of it, and he, you know, about all the people just poo-pooing it and not believing any part of it, and he's just kind of gone underground. But I think he's still kicking, this side of the dirt at least.
Right, and there you go with some more polarity, Alan, because, you know, when we start talking about John Bedini, we're talking about free energy and over unity. We know that that's a lie, right? Science has proven that over unity doesn't work. What about global warming? Isn't that science,
exactly,
too?
Exactly, because science is set. There's nothing that can ever change in it, right?
Right, and then they're all being altruistic, right? You know, it's just a fact that we can't do energy from anywhere but coal and solar and wind farms, and nobody wants to go further. Now, there's a stigma out there, you know, and we'll talk about the stigma when we get back, because, well, that's the music. We listen to the music. Republic of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443. I'll talk about, well, stigma. Hang on, folks.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI. So I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.